Grandpa and then my Grandpa his first wife died, and my mother was the oldest child, and my grandfather married again, and there's 16 children of them all. And the last one has just been buried about a month ago in Tennessee. She was 97 years old.
97, my goodness. And she was the youngest.
She was the youngest. My mother was the oldest.
Mm-hmm. What, Doug, you say you called your grandparents? Grandma and Grandpa?
Oh, yeah, we call them Grandpa and Grandma.
What?
Pa and Ma.
What did you call your grandparents?
Well, they were dead before I remembered much about them, but I can remember my grandma Baldwin. We called her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
But I can just slightly remember her.
My,
on the Camel side, I just don't remember Grandpa Camel.
I said my grandfather Garner was a preacher, and last time I ever heard him preach, he sat in a chair on the stage up there and preached in the chair. Just that way.
How old was he then?
Oh, he's way up there. I could look on the monument up there and tell.
He said he was a preacher?
He raised three of his children with preachers.
And my grandpa, Camel, was a preacher.
Mm.
And one of them landed there over in Louisiana. My mother had two brothers that went to Louisiana. Some of them settled around Ruston, Louisiana, but most of them went on into Texas soon after the Civil War.
I had some relatives in Ruston, Louisiana.
Ma'am?
I said I had some relatives in Ruston, Louisiana.
We had some down there at Alexander.
Yeah.
Wilmer's camp, Camp Claiborne, where he trained. We had some folks up there, and he'd go to town over the weekend. They had a bed and room there for him.
Was this in Alexandria?
And he just had a went up there every weekend, and that bed and room was for him.
And that's really a nice town. I had a roommate at school that's from Alexandria, down near Fort Polk, and it was really nice down there.
Polk, and we had some of our boys there, but Wilmer was at Claiborne.
Mm-hmm.
Grady Garner was his folk.
Yeah, that place is still going, they say. If you were saying that your son looked like you, what would you say?
We'd say favored.
Favored?
That's not right.
Oh,
sure.
No.
Resembled
would be like what we'd say. He favored his dad.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the way we'd say it.
Mm-hmm. And if, you were going to punish a child, what would you say? You're gonna hit them or something.
They come on up, I'm gonna have to whip you up. Didn't ever do it much. I could always out talk.
Yeah.
You were talking, it hurt the feelings, lots of words to give them.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk. And it meant more. It didn't hurt me years later.
Yeah.
We never did use the switch on our boys. Mm-hmm. Boys, I tell you that.
They just didn't deserve it.
They just knew what they had to do. They knew what we expected of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went off.